Englisch sein.
3, 2, 1.
When you think of virtual reality, most people focus on the visual aspects of the experience. However, the audio component is also important for creating an immersive scene for the user and can be included in different ways. Here, we compare two different uses of audio in VR, one that employs a traditional recording combined with a VR visual, and another that uses binaural technology, which is sound that is differentiated between ears.
To startups in Berlin, Into VR and Fragments have created a VR experience simulating a Stasi interrogation, but used sound differently. Into VR used actors and newly recorded binaural audio to create a 360-degree video that makes the user feel as they are prisoner in the Stasi prison. Fragments used an original recording of a Stasi interrogation and then put it into an interactive VR platform.
Many VR platforms currently use traditional audio, but binaural audio like that used by Into VR is becoming more widespread. The sound is recorded with two special microphones that are shaped like ears, so whatever's in the environment comes into the microphone the same way it would to a person. The result when played back is a 360-degree audio experience that makes the user feel as if he or she is actually there.
One example of the use of this technology, along with 360-degree cameras, is Beck's performance of David Bowie's Sound and Vision. It was transformed into an interactive film in 2013, that it could be watched online and would follow the movements of the user's hand to experience the music.
Another example is the very popular ASMR, which consists of videos on YouTube of people making various noises, crinkling, scratching, whispering, into binaural microphones. The videos have millions of views, and it